Hi, it's Beth here. It's, March 3rd, 2021. Over 65, still talking, whatever, episode 199. This is, I know I said March 3rd, but it is the highly anticipated March issue of the Home and Bathrobe magazine. I checked in with Diane, my editor at large. She's always hard to find. She's had her second shot. She's like, I'm putting everything on my calendar. She looked over her calendar last year. There was nothing on it. She's putting down conversations with people on her calendar, going to the mailbox on her calendar, eating cheese on her calendar. She's filling her calendar up this year. That's her one thing. That's all she said. And then she was gone. I don't know where she went. I can't find her. She's at large. So, anyway, I'm listening to Tibetan music. Meditative, relaxing, and I don't think Tibetans put commercials in the middle of their, like, one-hour music. If they do, I'm done. I mean, I hold Tibetans high. So, let's just hope this music holds up without talking about, like, plumbers and stuff. So, anyway, this is what happened. A couple of good things. Adam Levine did a music video that is gorgeous, wearing a fluffy blue bathrobe with a coffee cup with steam coming out on his left shoulder. I couldn't believe it. The song is In Your Eyes. You can Google it. Adam Levine, In Your Eyes. You will see him in his bathrobe. He is rocking it. And it's a girly bathrobe. I think his wife probably has a pink one and he has the blue one. And he just is selling it. And I've seen movie stars in their bathrobes. Jennifer Lopez couldn't. She didn't look great. Oh, my God. Blake Lively? I guess she can wear anything. She looked amazing in her bathrobe. Brianna? Unbelievable. So we were on the cutting edge of this. I knew it. Or I didn't know it, but I hope so. I actually sewed up the loop that was broken on my belt, and I do feel better. So my belt, both loops are in service right now, and I'm not tripping over my bathrobe. I feel like Fred Astaire. I feel like I can dance. These little things make a big difference. I thought last month when I got out the Home and Bathrobe magazine on February 1st that it would make me feel better. It did not. Doing things correctly doesn't always work, but sometimes it does. So, our magazine, okay, table of contents, I'm still tabling it. I don't really know what that means, but I think it's a good idea. I'll do it someday, I think. Horoscopes, yes. Yes. All 12 signs. Take a shower. Take a shower. Shave your legs. Buy a lipstick. Don't buy new clothes. Even though you've gained some weight, you got stretched something in there. Don't panic. Just get ready. Just get ready. You are going to meet a stranger. You will travel a little bit. And maybe someday you'll meet a masked man. I don't know. But all I'm saying is, horoscopes, get your engines ready. Take a shower. We are going to get out. We are going to go to restaurants. We are going to be not invisible because the restaurant is going to be empty and we're going to tip well. I mean, I've been looking up clothes and some people are sort of, designers are sort of getting interested in us because during the pandemic, we couldn't go to stores and buy, which is what we want. We want to see it. We want to feel it. We want to try it on. We had to buy online. So all these designers found out how much money we spend. I could have told them. They didn't ask. Actually, I wish they would design clothes based on our figures. When I was a sales girl, Molly Parnas, name you haven't heard in a long time, she designed clothes for short-waisted women. There were designers that were trying to help us. But they're starting to talk to us, but they want us to not want change. They want us to be like cool and hip and come aboard and wear their jeans. Well, we can't. No, so I don't know what that is. So the thing is, we can't, so we won't. So they need to talk to us and change for us. And that would be great, because even Queen Elizabeth, she said, okay, I'm short and I'm old and I'm invisible, even though I'm the queen. So she said, I have to wear these colors, and they are jewel, very deep colors. She's done research. She's found out what captures attention. That's what we need to do. And the designers could do it. And we are money. We are big money. So they're starting to pay a little bit of attention. When we get out in the restaurants and we start taking care of people, they will see that we are not nothing. We're not a big fat zero after 50, which is like old age starts at 50. There is no other age that is 50 years long. The world's changing. We're going to get somewhere in our bathrobes, not in our bathrobes. Whatever way we want to show up, we're going to show up to the party, and they're going to let us in because they need us. They need our money. Okay, so gardening. Well, you know, here in Texas, we got hit with a slammer and everything is dead. I think it was 68 hours below, you know, freezing temperatures. It's just so pathetically sad. So I don't really think that watering dead things is going to work for me this year, but hope springs eternal. Springs eternal. I'm doing it anyway. What if something can survive? You got to give it a chance. You got to love that some little, you know, flower out there wants to give it its go and come back. A perennial that took his job very seriously, read the rule book. I come back every spring. So I'm going to water everybody, see if I can get somebody back. I bought some seeds because, you know, I can't go to the nursery yet. And I planted them. I don't have, like, oh my gosh, you see these videos and they say, oh, it's so easy. These people have fluorescent lights, greenhouses. Give me a break. These people need to go away. I need to talk to some lady who's got a baking pan that she can use. That's me. That's what I did. And egg cartons. She's not there. I can't find her. I'm her. Anyway, I did it with saran wrap. I got saran wrap too. I have everything. Did it a week ago. Put a little water on the bottom. Green showed up yesterday. I was so thrilled. Took the saran wrap off and it's mold. I'm like, I'm not giving up. I'm not giving up. I have one more week of germinating. So, but I don't think mold is a good sign. I've never felt that mold was ever a good sign. But I'm still going to try. So, you know, and fashion, we'll go back because we know we flip around in this magazine. My toddler doctor looked at me and he said, because I'm still dealing with shingles and it's still in my eye and I've still got an abrasion and it's still an infection since before Halloween. He looked at me and he said, this is from stress. He just got out of medical school and he said, we're going to do a study on what stress of this pandemic has done to people. And he said, bodies have changed. I don't know why he was looking at me. I mean, I've shrunk an inch or two. And my waist is a memory. My chest and my hips have joined forces. And yeah, he was looking at me and he said, there's been a change in bodies during the pandemic from stress. I'm like, don't look at me. Look at yourself. You look great. So anyway, we'll find out what happened. The thing is, you've got something that still fits. Don't panic. Don't worry about, don't diet. For heaven's sake, don't even think about that right now. Please. We have enough problems. Just find that Omar the Tent Maker dress that you bought as a lark. Put it on. Go out. I can't wear shoes. All my shoes, my foot swelled up from a year of not wearing shoes. Like I was pregnant or something. And so now I'm wearing sandals. I don't care. I'm wearing sandals. Do what you can. Don't panic. Don't look in the past. It's not going to work. Now, here is the gourmet section of our magazine. You can just, there are just, I don't know how to say this. How many times can you cook chicken before you lose it? How many times can a person do this? I think at 1 year, Mark, we've all cooked our last chicken. I can't do it. I can't do anything anymore. So, you know, just get things in the, you know, you married your husband for better or for worse, but you didn't marry him for lunch. Just put cold cuts in the refrigerator, breakfast cereals, whatever. Eggs, he can fry an egg. You can fry an egg. You can be alone and fry your egg. He can eat at 7, you can eat at 8. Don't talk, don't try. Just dinner time, give it a shot if you want. But this 3 meals a day, it's driving everybody crazy. Just forget it. So this leads me to my new topic, which is, okay, not the dishes, which are a horror show 3 times a day. Get out of there. Stop it. I have to provide a new service in my magazine. It's romance. I know. Look it up. Look it up. It's got pictures and everything. Okay? And I talked to Kit. I said, Kit, I want to include you in my magazine. I want to know what men feel. Tell me what I can add to the magazine that will involve you. He said, a center page. I'm like, with the staple and everything? He said, yeah, just a center, you know, the page in the middle. You know, I'm like, no, I'm not going to have that in my magazine. So this started me on what I'm going to say right now. I'm going to have a advice column. I'm going to involve Debbie and Diane because I can't do it alone. And just ask me your questions. We'll resolve them. The name of it's going to be, Can This Marriage Be Doomed, Please? Not saved, doomed. I might give you permission to get out, and I might not. You may have to fight another day. I'm not sure. I'm going to get the girls together, free advice. Here's with your best shot. You don't need therapy. Old dogs do not learn new tricks. We're done with all that. If you got grandchildren, we'll consider that because you really got to look good. I get it. But the name of it is, Can This Marriage Be Doomed, Please? So that's what we've got. And in the home decor department, okay, you've been sitting in your house for an entire year. You just went through the winter. If you open up your windows and if you vacuumed, you'd be surprised. You didn't pick that ugly color of the carpet. You picked beige. It's still there. You weren't wrong. Just open the windows, open the shades, and vacuum, and you'll be done. Just do it once. It will make all the difference in the world. You're not nose blind. You dogs are adorable, and I love them, but they come with an agenda. They smell like dogs. Your house smells like a dog. You're not nose blind. You're depressed. If you open the windows, open the blinds, and just vacuum. Don't shampoo. Just vacuum your carpet. You will feel like $1 million. You will understand that you are being consumed by a German shepherd and whatever's on the floor. I mean, that's 4 months of dog hair, dander, whatever dander is, gone. One carpet cleaning, and you will be surprised that thing will be full. And I was really mad at my dogs when I emptied it, but it was some of my hair too. I mean, oh, that's the other thing. Beauty is amazing. I haven't had a haircut in over 12 months. Guess what? Personally, I'm done with the asexual page boy that the world wants me to have. Done. I'm going to take maybe 3 inches off, but I'm going to have long hair again. I want it. I feel like a girl. I want to feel like a girl, even if it's just my hair. So, like, that was a gift I got from the pandemic. I would have never not. I go to the beauty parlor every 6 months, whether I need it or not. My hair guy, Brian, he said, that's fine, but after 3 months, you can't tell them where you got your hair cut because they're asking you to find out where not to go. So we have this thing where the first 3 months, people say, where'd you get your haircut? I say, Brian. After that, they go, where in God's name did you get your haircut? I can't say Brian's name. I have to say Supercuts. So, but I haven't done it in a year. My hair is long. It's like I twirl it around. It doesn't twirl well. It's a beat behind me, I would say, but I don't care. I love it. I want it, and I'm taking it back. So look at life the way you want to. It's never going to be the same. We don't have to follow any rules anymore. Just review the magazine. Don't forget, can this marriage be doomed? Email Over 65 and Talking. There's an email site. Nobody's ever been on it. Send me your questions. We will have a serious powwow on whether you can legitimately get out or not. If not, we'll lay it out gently, okay? So stay with me. March is just the beginning of the end. There's light at the end of the tunnel. I can't see it yet because my eyes are still shot from the shingles. I almost said syphilis. Oh my God. Shingles. But your eyes are probably pretty good. Maybe you can see the light at the end of the tunnel. I've just been told it's there. So, and this Tibetan thing has worked out well. So just stay sane. We're going to get out of here. I even got the March issue out of the magazine. My belt loop is holding up. I feel like $1 million prancing around my house in my robe. I think in 3 weeks I might vacuum again. Just get the robo vacuum. I don't know, but opening up the windows and the door and letting fresh air in. I live with two huge dogs. I sleep with the dog. Talk about nose blind. It takes a lot of emotional strength to be nose blind. A lot. And the last 2 days, I just smell fresh air. I mean, everything's dead outside. That's another problem. But I don't have to deal with all my problems all at once. I'm trying to find some beauty in the world. My house doesn't smell like a dog. That is beautiful to me. My bathrobe, both loops are working. That's beautiful to me. Find some beauty. Adam Levine singing In Your Eyes is beautiful to me in his robe. His robe is more ridiculous than my robe. I have to thank him for that. So remain sane. You know, when all else fails, lower your standards with love. Lower your standards with love. That's all I'm saying. So I'll be back and just stay sane. That's the game. Sane. It can work. It's working for us. We've made it this far. And believe me, when we look back on this after 2 years and we look back on this time, the fact that we're sane is amazing. So look out the window. It's a beautiful day. It'll be a beautiful day someday. And I will be back. Thanks. Bye-bye.